In the day's other headlines, the U.S. economy is showing new signs of slowing after repeated interest rate hikes by the Federal Reserve. But the latest numbers don't yet make clear if the nation can tame inflation without sliding into recession. The Commerce Department reports that from October through December, growth decelerated to an annual rate of 2.9%. That was down from 3.2% in the previous quarter, but still relatively strong. In the Middle East, Israeli forces killed 9 Palestinians in a major raid today in the occupied West Bank, the deadliest operation there in 2 decades. The Israelis said they were targeting militants in the Jenin refugee camp. Palestinian officials said 7 of the dead were gunmen and 2 were civilians. A 10th Palestinian was shot and killed in a separate incident. Ukrainian officials say at least 11 people died today in a new wave of Russian missiles and drones. The strikes hit nearly a dozen regions and again targeted energy sites. Others tore through residential areas, including one near the capital city, Kyiv. In the aftermath, more people were left homeless and left in despair.
This is such a tragedy for me. I'm telling you, I'm left without anything. This is such a disaster. Everything scrambled and was destroyed. Not a single room is left intact. Everything got hit.
Ukraine says its air defenses shot down most of the missiles. Back in this country, Boeing pleaded not guilty today to a federal fraud charge involving its 737 MAX jetliners. The company was arraigned in Fort Worth, Texas. It denied concealing information about an automated system blamed for 2 crashes that killed 346 people. Boeing had reached a settlement with the Justice Department to avoid prosecution, but victims' families say they were never consulted. The FBI says it has taken down one of the world's leading ransomware networks, at least temporarily. Justice Department officials say the outfit, known as Hive, had extorted some $100 million from more than 1,300 businesses worldwide. But starting last summer, they say FBI specialists hacked the hackers.
Our investigative team lawfully infiltrated Hive's network and hid there for months, repeatedly swiping decryption keys and passing them on to victims to free them from ransomware. For months, we helped victims defeat their attackers and deprived the Hive network of extortion profits.
Federal officials estimate the operation saved Hive's victims, including hospitals and schools, up to $130 million. But there have been no arrests, and it's unclear how long it might take that group to reestablish itself. The National Archives is asking former presidents and vice presidents to recheck their records for classified documents. Reports today said that the agency sent letters to representatives of the last 6 U.S. administrations. Classified material has already been found at the Florida property of former President Donald Trump and the private homes of President Biden and former Vice President Pence. And on Wall Street, investors recovered some confidence after the news of the fourth quarter economic growth. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 205 points to close at 33,949. The NASDAQ jumped 199 points, or 1.8%, and the S&P 500 rose just over 1%. Still to come on the NewsHour, the 2024 Senate campaigns kick off, and we're taking a closer look. Then, how shootings fundamentally change American communities. The Republican National Committee confronts party infighting as it chooses a new leader. And a new exhibit showcases Puerto Rican artists reflecting on Hurricane Maria.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.